Yiraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Sukkah Chaf Amud Aleph. We're holding on Chaf Amud Aleph, the middle of the Amud, by the words Tan Rabbanan. So says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, Machtzela Shal Shifa V'Shal Gemi. If you have a mat made out of these different grasses, so the halacha is that if it's Gedayla Misakchimba, if they're large, you could use it as Chach. If they're large, they're not used as beds, so they're not Mekabel Tuma, and you could use it as Chach. Ketana E Misakchimba. But if it's small, so then it's generally used for a bed, and therefore it's Mekabel Tuma, and Memelo, you cannot use it as Chach. Shalkanim V'Shalchilas, if it's these other materials, reeds, so then it's not telling in the size, rather it's telling in how it's manufactured. Gedula Misakchimba. If it's braided, so then you could use it as chach. It's not comfortable, it's not used as a bed. Arugo e misakhimba, but if it's woven, so then it was used as a bed, and therefore it's makabel toma, and you can't use it as chach. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Aimer, Mishum Aviv, he said in the name of his father, Rabbi Yossi, that achazu v'achazu misakhimba. No, it doesn't matter if it's braided or woven, obviously it doesn't matter the size, you could always use reed mats are never makabel toma. V'chein hay Rabbi Daisa, Aimer Kedvarav, and that was also the sheet of Rabbi Daisa, that mats are not makabel and therefore you could use it as chach. Fract the Gemara, Tanan Hasan, but we learned in the Mishnah, so before we're not really going to get to the question until the following shir, but first we're just bringing the Mishnah and we'll explain the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says like this, all chaitzalis, which we'll see soon what chaitzalis means, chaitzalis are metamin tamei meis, it's considered a kli, and it's mekabel tumas meis, it's mekabel all tumas, even tumas meis. Divrei Rabbi Daisa, v'chachamim maimer medrus, that no, it's mekabel tumas medrus. Seemingly he was saying medrus and not meis. Fract the Gemara, medrus and tumas meis loy, only medrus v'anan tanam, but we have a klal that call metamim medrus, metamim meis. Anything tumas meis, anything that's mekabel tumas medrus. So it's metamim tumas meis. It's also mekabel tumas meis. Says the Gemara, ema af medrus. It's also mekabel tumas medrus. Meaning everybody holds it's mekabel tumas meis. The machlekas is whether or not it's also mekabel tumas medrus. So now my chaitzalos. What are these chaitzalos? Amar Rav Evdimi Bar Hamduri. It's marzoivli. My marzoivli. What's marzoivli? Amar Rabbi Abba mezable. It's mezable. Rashi. The way Rashi learns, it's these bags, these leather bags that shepherds would use, and they would use it as bags, but they would also use it as a pillow. So Aruch HaNer explains that Machlokes Rabbi Dais and the Chachamim is that being that these bags, it's not, its main function is not for a pillow. It's also used as a pillow, but that's not its main function. So do you say that that's called a kli that's miyuchad lemedrus? Rabbi Dais held that it's not, and therefore it's not mekabel tumas medrus. And the Chachamim said that no, being that it's used as a pillow, so it's also used as a pillow, so it is mekabel tumas medrus. That's all the Rav Avdimi Bar Hamduri, that it's referring to these bags. However, Rav Shimon ben Lakish Aymer, Rish Lakish said, that no, machtzalis mamish, chaitzalis refers to mats. The oz the Rish Lakish letameh, and this that Rish Lakish said, that it refers to mats, is lo shitasai. Da amar Rish Lakish, hareni kapara shabichi ubana vashabi, all the surim that come on my way, shabi a kapara for Abichi and his children. Now the reason why he said that is because shabet chilo kishin ishtak letorim Yisrael, originally when Torah started to be forgotten from Klal Yisrael, all Ezra Bavel v'yista. So Ezra, Sefer went up from Bavel, and he gave shiurim, and he reestablished the Torah. Chazav and Ishtakcha again started to be forgotten. There were certain halachas that were forgotten from the Bnei Besera, and Allah Hilalabavli v'yista. And Hilalabavli came up from Bavel, like we had in Pesachim, and he reestablished it. Chazav and Ishtakcha. And this is a story that we'll have above Metziah, that again, Torah started to be forgotten. Alu Rabbi Chiyu Banav Yizdua, and Rabbi Chiyu Banav came, and they reestablished the Torah. So because of this, so Reish Lakish had a certain Ava for Rabbi Chiyu Banav. So he said, Areini Kaparas Mishkava Kilu. He said that all the Yisurin that come my way should be a Kapara for him. V'chein Amar Rabbi Chiyu Banav. So now that he's quoting Rabbi Chiyu, so he said this line that he should be a Kapara. He said that the following is what Rabbi Chiyu Banav said, that Lo Nechluku Rabbi Daisav Chachamim Amachzala Shausha. The machlekes, the chachamim in Rabbi Daisa that we just had in this Mishnah is not about the mats that were in Usha. The mats in Usha are shein tameis. Everybody agrees that those are tame. They were used for beds and they're tame. Vishal tveria shein tairis. And everybody agrees that the mats in tveria are tar because they were not used as beds. Amanechuku al sharm kaimis. The machlekes is about mats in other places. Marisav or kevin deleka diyasav alayu kedetveria damion. The Rabbi Daisa held that since most people don't sleep on them, so they're like the Tverian gnats that are not mekabel tomo. Umayr Sover came with the mikri v'yasvi alayu kedusha damyon. Whereas the chachamim say that since sometimes people do end up sleeping on it, so therefore it's like the usha mats that are mekabel tomo. But the point is that you see that Reish Lakish is l'shitasoi that the machloikas Rabbi Dais and the chachamim was about mats. So now we're going to get to in the following shir. The question is going to be that it comes out according to Reish Lakish that the machloikas, the chachamim and Rabbi Dais was about mats. So Rabbi Dais holds that mats are mekabel tomas mace. They're mekabel tomo. They're not mekabel tomas medras because they weren't used for beds by most people. But they are mekabel tomas mace. If so, how could Rabbi Daisa say in the beginning of the Braisa that we brought, of the Tan Rabbanon, how could Rabbi Daisa say that you could use mats as schach? If mats are mekabel tumas meis, so the question is how could you use mats as schach? And we'll get to that in the following Shir Bezus Hashem.